This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
You free enough?
Battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
Alright, alright. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Also streaming online, ratpacksports.com, and also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We in the building another week. Bring you the best ads in sports talk and entertainment live and direct. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. And again, for another week, we'll be tweaking some of the audio, so just again bear with us and we'll get everything situated and everything going. So with that being said, we gonna get things started off and make sure that we bringing everybody a fun and entertainment show another week. Rat Pack Sports Show. So we are here. Which I don't understand why my settings are resetting after every week, and they should be saving so I don't have to do this every week. But we'll see what's up. Let me going on, head on here. And see, make sure everything is good. So, if you don't hear anything, just let us know. You can find us live on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show group and like page. You can also find us on YouTube, Rat Pack Sports. And you can find us on Podbean, ratpacksportsshow.podbean.com. And we'll have our shows on there. And we'll make upload them every week. And we'll be good. So just tweaking things. So hopefully everything is good. I think so. I can hear audio levels. So that is always a plus when you can hear audio levels. Just make sure I'm good. So give me 30 seconds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got them on the line with us now. Hopefully the audio and everything is good. And we got him here with us now, so we're going to bring him on in. Rat Pack Sports Show, very own Mr. William Graves. What's going on, brother?
Debo, how are you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. Doing really good. How you doing, brother?
I can't complain. Just working, getting ready to go to class. You know, all the good stuff.
Going to class? Whoa. Hold on, bro. It is 8:45. What class you talking about? You going to at 8:45?
Oh, no. I'm not going tonight.
Tomorrow.
I'm getting re-enrolled in school.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, you got to...
Yeah.
You know, it's a little late. I mean... You got to break things down for me. So tonight we're going to get into, we're going to get into a lot of NFL talk. We should have Nicholas Lane, Rat Pack Sports Show NBA Inside on with us. And we are in to the NBA season now. We're about 7 games in for all the teams. So we're going to get Nicholas Lane on. He's going to talk some NBA with us. And he is also going to, break down the season so far and what teams are surprising to him and what teams are kind of a disappointment. Yeah, you know, the disappointment part is pretty easy to figure out. We know what teams are disappointing. And
the Lakers and the Nets.
Yeah, but, you know, I think most people – kind of figured the Nets would be, you know, one of those disappointing teams. Just the makeup of that team and that, you know, what they did.
But Debo, right.
You know, Steve Young. I mean, I'm about to say Steve Young. Steve Nash was just fired. Yesterday, so he is taking the fall for that team's lack of whatever.
And you know what I have to say to that? Good. And I'll tell you why. It is good that he got out of that mess and he still gets paid, because that's a dumpster fire over there in Brooklyn. Plain, pure, and simple. Okay. And without getting into it too much, see, this is exactly what we was talking about. This is what we've been talking about, Derek, for a very long time. These super teams.
Yeah.
These stars that get together to play with each other. Look at Brooklyn. You got Ben Simmons. You got... Kyrie Irving, and you got who is it? Not Harden. James Harden, right? Harden's with Philly.
Now it's just KD and Kyrie, pretty much.
There you go. Kevin Durant. Okay, you got Kevin Durant, you got Kyrie, and you got Mr. I'm going to sit out and do nothing, Ben Simmons. Okay, I'm too good and all that. I'm the greatest basketball player ever. I can beat Michael Jordan. I could beat Michael Jordan in his prime and all that. What has he done? He ain't done nothing. Okay, but this is my point. You got all these stars that get together and look at their teams. Look at the Nets and look at the Lakers. They're trash. Plain, pure, and simple. They are trash.
You out there and you try to buy championship teams with improper, scouting and development. This is what you end up with.
Well, and this is exactly why, and you just touched on it. This is exactly why the Golden State Warriors are as successful as they are. Okay, yeah, they brought in a couple of free agents and stuff like that. But the majority of their success has come from that scouting and development side or whatever. I mean, Steph Curry was drafted by the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Curry, you have Draymond Green. If you look at their roster going up and down and even their bench, I mean, Debo, they got one of the best benches in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's my point, Derek. This is what we talked about forever.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we first started talking about it when LeBron went to Miami to play with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and everything like that. And they won a championship there and everything like that, but it was supposed to be far better than that, and it wasn't. But anyways, that's the end of my rant. The Nets and the Lakers, they're a dumpster fire team, and this just goes to show that you really can't buy championships.
Yeah, and no matter what, you always have to, scout, and you always have to develop, and we say when LeBron went to Miami, they formed a super team in that matter, but they really didn't, because Pat Riley he didn't sell the team to get LeBron. They got LeBron, they got Chris Bosh, they got they had Dwayne Wade there already. So basically, they brought in those three guys, added to what they already had. They made some low-level free agent moves as far as, depth, stuff for depth on the team. And, we seen what we saw from that team at that point. And they went on the run. Now, you can say super team. Yeah, you can go ahead and say that. Because of the way the team was constructed, without LeBron and Chris Bosh, they brought in a guy like Ray Allen, as a veteran off of the bench. But the one thing I always say about that team is, you know, Pat Riley was smart, and he realized that you cannot mortgage your future for one guy, right? Cleveland, similar situation, and definitely the Lakers in that situation. So, you know, when we get Nicholas Lane on later, we'll go more in depth, I'm sure, of, you know, that whole situation there, and also go into depth on, you know, some other situations around the league. And I know he's going to have some choice words because, you know, we sit around in the Rap Pat Sports Show group and we basically predict what's going to happen more often than not in all of the leagues. And there's very few times where we're not correct. So all these shows out there that, you know, these networks, they pay millions of dollars to these hosts, and half the time they don't get it right, even with proper resources as far as, like, insiders, inside information, connections, whatever the case may be. Sports ain't hard to figure out. It's just knowledge, common sense, and not catering to one side or the other. You're just playing it down the middle, and, you know, you can figure this stuff out. But, you know, ESPN, Fox Sports, you know, they got some of the how should I say it?
Man, they're always late to the party.
Yeah, they late to the party. They definitely be late to the party. They ain't on time.
But no, because they just now talking about stuff that we talked about 6-7 months ago. Case in point.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was ESPN comes out with breaking news that the Oakland Athletics are looking at moving to Las Vegas. And I'm like, you all just now coming out with this. Man, we done already talked about that in April.
Yeah.
And we done already moved on. Where you all been? But yeah, no. They're always late to the party, man.
Yeah, they are, man. So we just gonna continue making them. I mean, we ain't in definitely not in competition, because we just a little bit of, you know, rap. We just the Rap Pack Sports Show. We, you know, there's nobody fronting us large amounts of you know, dollars or anything like that. But it is what it is. A lot of these places just suck. A lot of these shows suck. And their content is boring. Boring. And, I can't listen. I don't really listen to a lot of sports talk radio for the specific reason of I can't stand these guys and what they talk about anymore. It's bad. And I think a lot of it is, you know, created controversy. You know, people like controversy, people like, you know, that controversial dialogue back and forth. So they literally seek out stories and they basically say, okay, Shannon, you're playing on this side of the field. And Skip, you're on that side of the field. Or Max, you over here. And I forget the other dude's name right now off the top. You know what I'm talking about. Loudmouth, Stephen A. Smith. You're on this side of the fence. All right, when we get back from commercial break, that's what we're going with.
See, and you know, and the thing is, man, is that if we ever actually became a show like that, it wouldn't be as fun. I couldn't do a show like that. I really couldn't. Because I honestly think that's what I like best about doing this show is we don't have a script. We don't really even talk about what we're going to talk about on the show. About the extent of the talk before the show starts about the show is if somebody's not going to be able to make it in, we get into the chat room, hey guys, I'm out tonight.
Yeah.
That's it. Or you'll come on and you'll be like, hey, I'm just getting back from this place. I'm just getting back from here. We're going to start later. That's about it. I mean, I don't ever think we have sat down and said, oh, we're going to talk about this or anything like that. Now, there's been a couple of times that we have said, hey, I want to talk about this, or hey, that would be cool to get into this conversation on the show. But it's not, oh, okay, well, 8:30, we're going to talk about the Lakers and the Nets. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about baseball. We don't have a show like that. And you know what? Honestly, I think it works very well. I think it works better than the other shows, honestly.
Yeah, we just, you know, we got a great format. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I've tried to, you know, going into the show and here's my script. And, you know, we're going to follow this to the T.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
how long did that last?
Not long. Not long, because it's just hard to stick to it because the conversations, you know, the conversations change and things get, you know, topics are always, you know, moving. So it's real tough for us to just, you know, have a script written out and just follow that script. The only scripts we follow out is, okay, Nicholas Lane will be on it this time. Boss Hawk Shunley will be on it that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, our pre-planning for the show, it's non-existent. We can't even try to make it even sound good because there just ain't no way. But we do hope that you guys enjoy the show. We enjoy doing the show. I can speak for myself. This is probably the best 3 hours of my week is sitting here talking sports.
Yeah, man. And, you know, hey, we just, I think for us, our format works. So at the end of the day, people don't, you know, like it or whatever the case may be. I'm sorry. Not really.
Well, Well, evidently somebody likes it. I mean, we got people all the way over in, what was it, Scotland, Ireland listening?
Yeah, we crossed the sea. We crossed the water. I know, that's all I know. We crossed the water.
So, I mean, like, you know, I guess you're doing something right, Debo.
Yeah. Hold on.
So what you got on your mind?
Well, let me get this stream set up, because we are going live on the stream, so I'm just getting that all set up right now, and I should have done this different, because now I'm doing this a little bit backwards. So let's just do this. Alright, so create. I think I'm good. So got everything set up and ready to go. I feel like I'm hearing this stream here, and man, it feels like my audio levels are so low coming in from the other side. I don't know why, but very low. Very, very low. Hmm. Yours is fine. Like, I can hear you crystal clear, but
yeah.
Me, for some reason, is a little bit lower than it would normally be. And I think I know what I'm going to do. I kind of was messing with the volume a little bit. So I'm going to have to go in and turn some levels up here. Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a lot better. I'm kind of listening on my phone to see, you know, how it sound, because the last couple weeks, dude, I've been having problems with this freaking audio. For some reason, it's not saving my settings. So every week I log on now, it's the settings are different. So I've been messing with the freaking settings to try to make sure that I'm good. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm listening back to it on my phone to make sure that we good. So I'll just turn my audio levels up. Still sound low. I don't know. I mean, you guys can hear me. They might have to turn the volume up a little bit louder than normal to hear me. But I mean, I could hear myself just fine. But I mean, it's better than the last few weeks where we couldn't even. You'll call in and we couldn't even hear you. You know, some of the time. So we got that problem. You know, we got that problem fixed. But now just figuring out, you know, some of this other stuff that I don't really understand why. See, right now, I could tell I'm real low. I'm real low audio-wise. So, William, give me a... Give me a few seconds here. Talk real quick for a few seconds, and I'll let me fix this issue on my end, because I'm just too low. I hate being I hate being real low. I don't want to be I don't want to be in my house screaming, trying to, get my levels levels good enough to where, you know, everybody can hear me clear on the other end. So give me about 30 seconds. Just take over real quick.
Yeah, no, you're just fine. Well, folks, while Derek works on his technical issues, I am hoping that you can hear me loud and clear. Like we were just talking, we're not some big setup thing. We don't have all the latest and greatest stuff to even compete with the big boys. I mean, you know, we run off of a couple of computers and our phones. That's pretty much it. It's we don't have no techs running around, fixing the problems or whatever. Even though I'm sure it would make Derek's job a little bit easier, but we do what we do. Listeners, just want to thank everybody for listening. You know, we do try to put on the best shows that we can, when we can, and how we can. This is really, you know, it's really a little more than a hobby. You know, we do actually enjoy, you know, coming to you guys week in and week out. You know, we try to put on the best show that we can. As far as that is concerned, you know, touching a little bit on some of the stories that you guys have probably seen and everything. One thing that I do think is that, you know, we do try to beat people to the punch. I mean, we do keep up and follow sports pretty closely. And, you know, and I think we do a good job at picking up on stuff that maybe isn't necessarily to the forefront, but
All right. We here. Okay. All right. I sound a lot better. Oh yeah, I can tell the difference now.
All right.
Levels should be good. And
all right.
You know, everything is okay, everything is back. Everything, I can see it now. They're peaking, and I'm happy with the performance right now. So I'm just gonna turn all this right back down, because when the level's all right, I could tell, because I have to turn down the overall volume on the thing here. So Nicholas Lane is ready. So I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna tell him to go ahead and call in, and then we can get into. Here go Carton, left field correspondent, talking about some. My Magic Jack is tripping, so he must be listening. He's got to be listening, because that's an insider joke between everybody, all the boys. So
Magic Jack.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, so Nicholas Lane is probably going to be calling in here in a few seconds, and we'll be going live, on the different stream platforms, video right in the middle of his, segment. So for those that's listening live, just know when we do come on, We'll be in the middle of his stream talking NBA. So, yeah. But we got a lot of, you know, NBA to talk about. And we got a lot of Bucks to talk about. So let's get this guy on the line here. He is with us now. Left Rat Pack Sports Show NBA Insider on the line with us now. Nicholas Lane, what's going on, brother?
Good evening. It is great to be back on. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's been a little minute. I mean, we